Dave Moore on Today FM.
Brendan B. Brown is here, lead singer, songwriter, guitar player extraordinaire from Wheatus. How do you find touring these days?
I absolutely love it. It's the dream that I dreamt when I was 10, you know, watching Angus on TV. I have to say, lately, this year in particular, because it's the 25th anniversary, we started in the beginning of January.
Yeah.
And with Hawaii and then Australia and then on to the Bowling for Soup support slot in the UK. And then we got home and we were off for 2 weeks where we had to rehearse and
learn everything.
Relearn everything and then hit the road for our 25th anniversary tour in the States, which was about 5 weeks and almost entirely sold out. That was really great. Now we're doing these, like, you know, one-offs and things and like festivals all through May and June. And then I'm looking forward to my big break is I'm having surgery in June.
That's You're looking forward to June surgery. Well, you poor man. What's happening to you? What are you getting done?
I have something that's pretty common. It's a regular old procedure. It's no big deal. I have diverticulitis, which comes from my Irish side of the family and the Italian side.
Right.
Irish and Italian. So they both got it, and they both gave it to me in droves.
Right.
And so I got to take a moment and get it corrected. I'm really looking forward to it, though, because it's been beating me up lately.
I genuinely don't know what that is.
It's just a genetic mechanical problem in your intestines. Whatever's in your burrito gets stuck in there, right? And it causes an infection, and over time it can become chronic. And
right.
since I started discussing it, you wouldn't believe how many musicians have had this surgery.
No way! Wow.
Yeah, three in the past month. Big names you would definitely know.
That is wild.
I wound up talking to about it. Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm looking forward to it because it's a big reset. I'm used to being incredibly active and on the road and very physical. We do our own loading and our own tech and our own everything. So it's just like a lot of like manual labor.
I'm really used
to that. I grew up doing that. I grew up, you know, all my jobs when I was a kid were all manual labor, fish markets, cleaning pools and whatever else. So, you know, I feel comfortable with it. But lately I've had to sit on the sidelines and watch everybody make fun of me.
Okay. Yeah. I'd imagine if they've been used to you helping out and all of a sudden you can't, yeah, you're going to get a lot of stick.
Yeah. Although there is quite a bit of, hey man, how do you do this? I forgot how you do
it. So how long do you think you'll be resting up or out of action for?
It's supposed to be about 4 weeks, but okay. I already have a drummer coming in and we're starting to map out the parts for the 25th anniversary tour. When we toured in 2021, with Everclear and Living Color and Mustang, and here in the States, we had two drummers. And it was always a dream of mine to have two drummers facing each other in the dead center of the stage.
Wow.
One on a traditional sort of the parts that Ringo would play,
yeah.
And then another which was much more polyrhythmic, you know? So it's like the Beatles and Yes.
Yeah. Let's put those two together.
On the drums, yeah.
That's incredible.
And so now
you're going to hire a guy who can do both at the same time.
Yeah, he's coming. His name's Guillermo. He's coming in in the second week of June, and we're gonna sit down and map out these parts so that we can play. Because when we go on tour, we do all requests, right?
Yeah.
So we learn about 60 songs, you know,
something
about thereabouts. And of course, the first album gets played every night, but never in the same order. So,
well, that's funny. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because I've seen a lot of bands tour an album, and some of them do go for the traditional, okay, this is how we put it out. We're going to play it in this exact order. In fact, Metallica, who we spoke of, did that with Puppets. But you don't. You mix it up. And so is it the first album in whatever order you guys feel or do people suggest, and then you move on to other songs? It's all people's suggestions.
Yeah. Well, as we're setting up, in the 5 or so minutes before we start playing, I walk up to the front and I start having conversations with people. What do you want to hear? What's the first song? What would you like to hear? You do that for a minute and you have the first 5 songs of the set. And it's really interesting because most of the time it's stuff you would have never imagined being
okay.
first, right? So you get this real fresh, temperature take on the audience. What are they like? What kind of mood are they in, right? Like you get to figure out where they're at that day. And it's never the same. And that's really cool because, you know, I've seen bands that come up with a set list that they rehearsed for a year and then marched out and did the same way every night. And I'm kind of like, meh, you know.
There's a better way to do it.
There's a better way to do that. Yeah.
Well, can I make a request then for the 22nd of November when you are in the Academy here in Dublin? Could you start the show with my favorite song off your debut record, which is Punk Ass Bitch? And that will set the tone for everything else that comes.
You know, I'd have to check in with Matthew, our bass player, on this, but I don't think we've ever opened with that.
Obviously, from that record, look, the song that you know most of my listeners will know you from is Teenage Dirtbag. And it enjoys such a special place, I think, in so many people's hearts. But also, it constantly gets new life breathed into it in lots of different ways over the last 25 years. And I just wonder what your relationship is with that song. You know, has it always been the same? Have you had a different relationship with it over the years?
Well, it's the only aspect that evolves about it is the fact that people see themselves in it in these like successive generations, right? They all have a different take on it. You know, I saw Mary Lambert do a version and SZA do a version and, you know, Rustin Kelly did a version. And all of these different takes on it are, I guess, the only thing that it has going for it, right? Like, cause I, you know, I'm just a 51-year-old guy who wrote it. What do I, it doesn't matter what I want, you know, it doesn't matter what I think of it and all that stuff. Right. And in a way, in that sense, it's owned by the audience. It's their song. Right. But as far as my relationship with it, I never get tired of that track. I never get tired of playing it. It's a challenging song to play live. We feel we owe the audience the best delivery that they can get. Mm. They want to hear it like they recognize it. They don't want to hear some kind of weird improv-y version.
Sure, yeah, yeah, all, yeah.
You know, like, so we try to deliver album quality every night, you know. Of course, it's a little bit, you know, because there's nothing holding us to the, you know, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. But I mean, and that's the biggest challenge is the discipline of making the song come out of the speakers the way that they want it, they need it, right?
Yeah.
And I love doing that. I love that challenge. And it, you know, the other thing is like, we could have done a lot worse with our single.
Hell
that everyone
yeah.
knows.
Yes.
You know, and what I mean by that is a lot of bands from our generation, you know, they had a big single that was either not representative of the rest of their music, or was an acoustic version when they're really a heavy band, or was the A&R guy's idea, or was written by somebody else, was a cover or something like that. We don't have any of those problems. We feel authentic about the song. It represents us. It represents me personally, and you know, I'm happy to be up there doing it. It's never gotten old.
Brendan, I want to play a little game with you if that's okay. I'm going to simply give you a set of choices. We're going to play a game called Dirtbag or Not. So I'm going to give you a proposition and you tell me whether this is a dirtbag move or not. Number one, pineapple on pizza.
Oh, no. No.
No, not a dirtbag or no.
I live in the Bronx, man. You can't come at me with that. Come on. Pineapple on pizza? Get out of here. That's, you know, I mean, come on.
Okay, that's a definite dirtbag. Right. Dirtbag or not, wearing socks in bed.
No. Hell no.
Unacceptable. I my wife does it. I don't understand. Like,
well, she's cold. That's, I mean, look.
Yeah,
look,
there is that. But I mean, the freedom of having your little piggy toes out after a day in socks. I mean, come on.
I didn't think I'd be talking about your little piggy toes here, but I'm ready. That part of being a professional is that you're ready for these things.
Exactly, no matter what. Okay, we're going to stay in bed for a second with another dirtbag or not. Eating in bed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with soup. But you can't, but you can do burrito. Burrito is great. You just hold on to it for dear life.
Yeah, okay, fair.
I hope the dog doesn't jump up.
Okay, speaking of dogs, dirtbag or not kissing your dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's full dirtbag behavior.
Yeah.
Authorized.
Authorized. Certified. Authorized. Yeah, certified. Okay.
I did it this morning. Gabrielle's getting mad at me because I was licking our dog's face.
What kind of dog have you got?
Cammy, she's a pit bull mix. She's about 50 pounds. She's a big bundle of needy attention.
It needs,
she's a black
needs
hole
face of, licks. Of,
yeah.
Okay, dirtbag or not, cutting your toenails anywhere other than the bathroom?
Yeah, you got it. I mean, you're talking to a guy who goes on tour. You got to do that where you can do it.
Wherever you can, yeah. Might be a bathroom, might be a tour bus, might be wherever.
Might be the balcony of the hotel.
Flicking them off, seeing what happens. Okay, and the last one then, dirtbag or not, because I ask this of all my guests. I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you think that's dirtbag behavior, or is that okay?
It's general dirtbag behavior. I will say that, you know, the load in that we and the load out that we had at Download Festival last year, for example, I had to wash my legs after that one.
Okay, because I mean, you know, Download is mucky.
Yeah, I've been there. BMX riding. I ride BMX. You come home from BMX ride, you kind of gotta wash your legs.
Okay, so there's justifiable reasons why you may need to do it. But if it was
But in your everyday shower, you know, No.
See, I knew I liked you on a lot of levels, and that's just proof, more proof of it now. Listen, we cannot wait. 22nd of November, we're going to see Wheatus in the Academy in Dublin. Do not miss it. Brendan, it's always a pleasure to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the summer. I hope the surgery goes well, and we'll see you in November in Dublin.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.